KLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio. Station.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
RPG. Came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. His consulting firm confirms that former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died. He served as National Security Advisor and then Secretary of State during the Nixon and Ford administrations. He received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973. Kissinger was 100. Israel released another group of Palestinian prisoners after Hamas released a group of Israeli hostages. Officials are trying to extend a ceasefire, which has allowed much-needed aid into Gaza.
Yesterday, I went to a hospital and sought to walk around and to talk to hopefully a medical worker, and ended up talking to half a dozen children and families who are amputees. The numbers of children with amputees are in their hundreds.
UNICEF spokesperson James Elder, part of the convoy that delivered food, water, and medicine to northern Gaza. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is rejecting U.S. calls for a return to diplomacy and vows to launch more spy satellites despite condemnations. This is ABC News. Two women are accused of bypassing security at the Phoenix airport.
According to court documents, the two women entered Terminal 3 at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport by going through Do Not Enter signs. The TSA confronted them. A security breach was declared, but the women allegedly kept walking past TSA officers, saying they were late for a flight, and they kept going, saying they were not going to wait for security. An alert was issued notifying of an incident. Police caught up to the women, who continued to say they were late for a flight. They were allegedly not apologetic. Both women were arrested. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Louisiana is warning all electronic benefit transfer or food stamp cardholders to change their PINs immediately because multiple skimming devices were found at several retail spots statewide. The International Olympic Committee Board is entering into exclusive talks with Olympic officials in France to host the 2030 Winter Games and Salt Lake City to host the 2034 Winter Olympics. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
In Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability. So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's Fresh Coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties and singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What's going on, Wisconsin? It's Kristen Bry checking in to say hi and let you know, all things considered, my maternity leave's going great. Thank you for tuning in to As Goes Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app while I'm gone. Can't wait to be back to share mommy stories and get back to breaking down the never-boring Wisconsin news cycle.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
So
I think there's so much to learn. It's a couple of young countries, you know, both Canada and the U.S. They're just a couple hundred years old, and they've both been built on economic, you know, unsustainability. Mm-hmm. And so that it was just a comment on that whole situation and trying to get the people to join in. And the more you can get people to sing and dance about making a change, and if it doesn't happen, then it makes you feel that, well, we should continue to sing and continue to dance our way out, as it were.
Wow, good words. Hey, we want to kind of get to know a little bit about you, and one of the things I'd love to ask you is, you know, you have a long career. You first started acting in professionally in 1976. What got you the bug to be actor, storyteller? How did that process start with you? Do you remember? Did you have an aha moment, or was it a process that you just put one foot in front of the other and took some opportunity? Did you feel like you always wanted to be an actor?
No, I don't think so. I was kind of forced, but luckily. But, you know, where it all started, I think, was, you know, my interest as a child. You know, I grew up in kind of a gang-like situation in the inner city of Buffalo, New York, with a lot of other Haudenosaunee at the time. It was kind of our territories, you know, even though our Confederacy split in half during the War of 1812. You know, the migrations for work were constant with our skill as, you know, iron worker. My father was a crane operator and stuff. And, you know, I could see the path in front of me. I mean, I probably could have been a football player, but I didn't like the violence of the game much. And so in my senior year of high school, I picked up photography as a means to kind of dispel their interest for me to play football. And I pacified their interest by taking their picture as football players for the team. And that was an interesting way to kind of maneuver. And, you know, when you're in a kind of a gang life, at least in Buffalo, everyone kind of became police officers. And I thought, well, I'd start off, you know, going from the illegitimate gang to the legitimate gang is a college choice. But then Attica happened, and I saw, he's a young student, it was very hard to change what's going on within the manufacturing of police departments and the management. And I really saw the corruption, you know, like an open sore. And so I ended up maneuvering my way into Syracuse University for a year and studied only film and arts-related stuff. But I kind of fibbed my way in because I, being a Canadian Indian, I had to study something that I couldn't get in States. And so I told them I wanted to be an FBI agent. And, of course, this is like 1973 when, you know, the FBI and that whole Wounded Knee all rekindled again. And so it was kind of an ironic position to be as a youngster, but, you know, it was all pretty unknown to me, the politics of the day for Native America as a young kind of urban student. Mm-hmm. And I really caught up quick. It was an interesting university. Anyway, I ended up going back to Canada and pursued filmmaking and photography for a couple of years in what's now called the Metro, Toronto Metro University. It used to be called Ryerson, but he's the guy who started the residential school system in Canada. They changed the name, but it was an interesting journey. And while I was there in Canada, there was this man, a Cree man, who was from Saskatchewan. He was an opera singer and played in opera, and he, you know, started this organization called the Association for Native Development and the Performing Visual Arts. And me being a photographer, he employed me to take pictures of his events. And And that's where I met Thompson Highway and Renee Highway those days. And they became everlasting friends. He was a modern dancer. At the time, Thompson was a Northern Cree composer and pianist, and later became an amazing playwright together, having worked with him for a number of years. So, but Jim had this theater school, and he took a bunch of Anishinaabe children, kids, really 13, 14 years old, to this camp. And he employed this really fancy British theater. He was well-trained in England, and he came up there with those Anishinaabe kids, and it wasn't working out. And I guess Jim thought maybe I was a little more worldly, so he sent me up there to kind of mother goose these kids through this period of their life. 4 or 5 weeks it was at the time. And I fell in love with the creative theatrical process of telling stories. And I always wanted to help, you know. As a child, I knew things were a little not right, growing up in an indigenous family in the inner city. And there was a social network amongst the indigenous people there in town, but I knew things weren't good. And as a youngster, and I wanted to help. And when I discovered the theater, I realized this is how I can help. And that was in 1975. So.
Wow. Hey, we are here with Gary Farmer, and we're going to listen to a little Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers and come right back. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Oh yeah, gotta move it, shake it, you gotta turn it all around. It's time to boogie all night long. You gotta make a change.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Temperatures are cooling off and fall migration is underway. Do you know what that means? Eagle viewing season is almost here, and the National Eagle Center is your headquarters for information and experiences. This winter, experience bald and golden eagles in the wild with an unforgettable expert-led field trip. Plan your private eagle habitat tour and learn where the best eagle viewing is with weekly eagle counts. Plus, you can visit the eagles at the center all season long. Plan your visit or experience today online at nationaleaglecenter.org.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
You gotta make the change. You know, it's time. You gotta work together. You gotta make the change. You gotta work together. Everyone is one. You know, you gotta reach out to your neighbor down the south. We gotta make a know, one person the same as the next. Hey, no matter how much money you got,
actor, musician, activist, storyteller, Gary Farmer. It's one of his groovy songs, Make the Change, and I love the blues, and you gotta be sad to have sing the blues, right, Gary?
Not necessarily, I mean.
I'm just kidding. Hey, welcome back. Hey, let's talk a little bit about your acting career right now, and I think it's really kind of fun that young people, and especially young people in our community here, are getting turned on to Gary Farmer in 2023. You know, you were on Res Dogs as Uncle Brownie, and speaking of Res Dogs, Reservation Dogs, how cool is it to see the younger generation pick up the baton now and really do a lot of creative stuff in the movie and media genre?
Well, I always knew it was going to happen. You know, we got too strong of stories, first of all. You know, our history, relationship with the Canadians and the Americans, that history, and phenomenal history amongst the Black community when slavery was first brought to this country. I mean, that story has never been told in terms of our relationship and how that came to be, you know, and, you know, so it was inevitable, especially with someone like James, like I spoke of the last chapter was, you know, we started training our young right from the start in terms of expressing himself artistically. Mm-hmm. I wasn't only an actor, I also published. When I saw that our stories were going out to non-native producers and they were getting all the credit for those stories when they were our stories. So the effort began early in my career to start bringing things back home, you know. And, you know, I started going after radio signals across the whole country. At one point, I had 70% of Canada by radio through the, you know, 9 major urban center. And, you know, I started working with the CRTC and eventually got the Aboriginal People's Television Network on air with my ability to kind of negotiate with the commission to license Native America for our kind of different story we got. We're looking at the world with totally different eyes. And it felt like we needed to be heard more than ever. So it was a natural progression over the course of my 49 years in this business.
Yeah. It's also great to see and working with, and I personally like being an older person. I'm a baby elder in my tribe, but we, I like the homage that they did with you guys in Reservation Dogs, where they had you, Graham Greene, Wes Studi, Richard Whitman, and involved in that, you know, modern tale. And I think it's really important to, if you are moving forward, to also give homage to the past, too. And I think that's what they did really well in that show.
Well, it's the way it is in a community, right? The show's all about the community and the love the community has for our elders and the aunties and uncles.
Oops.
I'm not sure. We might have lost Gary's
issues.
Audio.
So a lot of our communities are dealing with on a day-to-day. Everything okay?
Yeah, we lost you for a second, but you're back.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it was just a natural thing. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole sense of Reservation Dogs, was the community. you know, to create a community. And for the most part, the acting community, the performance community, the writing community, you know, it's not very big. It's growing much larger now. Mm-hmm. But in the day, it was a fairly small, quaint community. And we all knew each other. We all worked with each other. You know, there was very little infighting, so to speak. It was very, you know, I think, envisioned image to make all that happen. And it just paid out beautifully in Reservation Dogs. And the accolades have been unlike anything I've ever seen as a performer in the business as long as I have been. Yeah,
and it was so fun. I did not know what to expect, but having you being the uncle and the kids finding you, and it was just fun, and had a big smile in the community, the Native community, to have you show up like that. That was awesome.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've always been a participant of, you know, most of my life as well was spent in the theater. You know, you mm-hmm. develop a new writer's work. You never know where that's going to lead that writer or the theater company that produced it. You know, that they, and you know, I did that for years before I became a you know, television and film actor. And that's really the training ground.
Yeah, well, you know, you support natives and native businesses. It sounds like, you know, with purchasing these radio stations over the years, I remember hearing that story. And also your support of cannabis, too. I think that's something that kind of parlayed off your character, but also in real life, too.
Well, radio stations isn't something we purchased. I went at it totally a nonprofit model. It wasn't about ownership or privatization of radio. It was I was trying to create a collective concept where I was even ambitious to, so that the signal could run off the sun nationally. And that's very possible, but you know, FM radio doesn't need as much electricity as AM and such. So it was a dream to kind of unify the 600 nations of Canada so that we could feed news and information to the country that would help socialize them to their own history.
Yeah.
As much of that history was denied by educators the last century or so. And so I was really just trying to show the value of Native people and the Native language, because when you start to think of the languages, it's the true study of nature based on observation of time over centuries of time. And that knowledge is intrinsic to human survival on the planet. So it was a big vision, and it had nothing to do with about commercialization.
Awesome. Thanks for straightening me out there, even though we're on a commercial stations right now, but I feel,
you know, in Canada, the interesting thing is all commercial stations give a portion of their budget, somewhere between 2-4% of their annual budget, to public good. In Canada, I got that public good to qualify as Aboriginal or Native American news and information and music, because they knew little about us. So I was using that, you know, attracting private broadcasters to help a public system grow and mature.
Wow, that's awesome, and
it's
that's
a good idea for the FCC. They're kind of behind in that. In fact, you know, Reagan sold out much of radio back in his tenure,
right,
to privatization, and it really took a hurting on radio in the U.S.
Especially, oh, totally. We're blessed to be on this AM station here in the Twin Cities, Progressive Voice, but. You know, after deregulating, we have 9 people owning 90% of the media now here in the United States, and that's something we're fighting with, and fighting back for. You know, we're here with Gary Farmer, and we got a little more Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers here. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
I'm a fool for love, and yeah. like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. His consulting firm confirms that former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died. He served as National Security Advisor and then Secretary of State during the Nixon and Ford administrations. He received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973. Kissinger was 100. Israel released another group of Palestinian prisoners after Hamas released a group of Israeli hostages. Officials are trying to extend a ceasefire, which has allowed much-needed aid into Gaza.
Yesterday, I went to a hospital and sought to walk around and to talk to hopefully a medical worker, and ended up talking to half a dozen children and families who are amputees. The numbers of children with amputees are in their hundreds.
UNICEF spokesperson James Elder, part of the convoy that delivered food, water, and medicine to northern Gaza. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is rejecting U.S. calls for a return to diplomacy and vows to launch more spy satellites despite condemnations. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for 3 pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use true fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quickstar, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 21 overnight under mainly clear skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow, lows around 17 tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 25.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Call his name. He ran amok, pushed his luck, gone against the grain. He's an eye gambler, toe-tap rambler at the top of his game. Since he's been gone, this old world ain't never been the same. I'm a fool for love, fool for love, and it's you I'm dreaming of. I'm a fool for love, fool for love, and it's you I'm dreaming of. I know I have
greetings, creative. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Great sponsor and great partner all these years. They do great work all over Turtle Island. Hey, before we get too far into this, we're with actor, musician, activist, storyteller Gary Farmer, and we just played Fool for You. And I want to ask Gary, before I turn it over to our Gen Z producer here with a question, where can we get and listen to your music? What's the best way?
You know, that particular album with, you know, the beautiful painting of me playing the harmonica can be gotten anywhere on social platforms or wherever you buy your music. So it's available out there. So it's widely available that way. You know, I distribute it through CD Baby, and certainly their website works too.
Right on. Hey, so we got a question here from Haley, our producer, and Gen Zer. Go ahead, Haley.
Yeah, well, hey, Gary, I just want to say big pina gigi. Thank you for joining us tonight on Native Roots Radio. I want to introduce myself again. My name's Haley Chashapewangawinik. I'm a descendant of Ho-Chunk Nation and the Winnebago tribe in Nebraska. My name means Little Eagle Princess, and I'm Eagle Clan. There was a big movie that just came out recently, and I know you had worked with Robert De Niro in the past in The Score. I was wondering if you got a chance to see Killers of the Flower Moon yet. I know Lily Gladstone starred in that, and was just curious to see just your opinion on her performance in the movie, as well as Robert De Niro's in that one as well.
Unfortunately, I haven't seen the movie. You know, I'm not much for extremely popular cinema. I must look at about 400-500 independent features, because I've been working hard with Santa Fe International Film Festival for all these years since inception. And so spend a lot of time finding the best of the best out there and promoting that. And so often I don't get to, I did manage to see just a few minutes of Oppenheimer the other day, but I'm sure eventually I'll take a look. But Lily's a longtime friend and collaborator. In fact, we just promoting a film called Quantum Cowboy. It just got some distribution, probably primarily because Lily's stardom in Killers of the Flower Moon. So Robert, on the other hand, has been a lot of fun to work with in the past for me. He has a great sense of humor. He's got a lot of humility. And, you know, it's nice to hear him make that speech last night at the, I didn't see the whole speech, but I'm glad that he's calling out what's been reality for us since my tenure in the business. You know, that we've had to face a lot of racism. You know, early in my career, there were no Native writers. There were no Native directors. And I had, as the actor, the sole responsibility to try and keep them, you know, somewhat understanding of who we were representing in the film. So it's wonderful, so much more comfort as an actor now to go to set and knowing that all your relatives and all the creatives that come from the 600 communities in the U.S., you know, there's some things that are very common. And so it's been much easier, and it's just lovely to see Lily's rise to stardom and all those young people from Res Dogs. Now we get to watch their career for the next 50 years, you know, and what they can do with it and what stories they find of interest to tell as performers. So, yeah, it's a special time for sure.
It's interesting, too. We'll get back to what Robert De Niro said in a second, but it's interesting, too. I used to be a high school student before I started my other job, and Bobby Wilson was a student of mine, so you always have your handful with creative people, and Bobby's one of the most creative people I've met as a student in my 30 years of teaching.
Good. Yes, he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's total fun. Haley, do you have Robert De Niro's quote at all? Because I know there was some controversy about that. If people are out there listening, not knowing what we're talking about, somebody took out part of his speech, and then he ad-libbed his speech about basically how Native Americans still fighting the John Wayne syndrome, and to my understanding, wasn't that correct, Haley?
Yeah, yep. So it was actually Monday, and this was at the Gotham Awards. Robert De Niro noticed that there was alleged editing and reads that were missing on his portion of the speech on the teleprompter. So what he actually did was took out his phone and read the remainder of a speech that they took out. And he said he was going to do it anyways. And it included, you know, just statements noting that the industry isn't immune to racism. And, you know, he specifically called out former actor John Wayne's statements about indigenous tribes and their selfish attitudes about keeping their lands as an example, just kind of these attitudes. And Robert De Niro has stated, I'm going to say these things, but to Apple, who produced Killers of the Flower Moon, but to Apple and thank them and all of that, Gotham's blah, 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 De Niro said, but I don't feel like thanking them at all after what they just did. How dare they do that, actually? Jeez. So I very much thank you for bringing up that point, Gary, because we were looking into that story as well.
Well, there's a uncomfortable. I feel like, I don't know if anyone's ever watched Saturday Night Live when one of the actors was interviewing Paul McCartney, and that's the way I feel right now. It's so intimidated, Gary. Thank you so much for being on. It's just I would really like you to take the show over here and talk about what you'd like to talk about. And I think you are such an interesting person, not only your past but what you're doing right now. I think the music, I saw you up in Duluth jamming with a whole bunch of artists a couple of years ago. I've seen you be master of ceremonies at the Minnesota Native Chamber of Commerce, all those things. And you're still working and you're still doing it and you're still active and you still have an opinion. So I'd love to hear what you're thinking about right now.
Well, I tried to get on the new Native Theater website. It seems to be down, which is a theater company that exists in Minneapolis. Yeah. And I worked with them over a couple of workshop sessions during the COVID period. It was a play that was to play for them over the last couple Christmases. It's called The Christmas in Onchoppy. And it's playing now at the new Native Theater, or shortly, through the holiday season. It was written by a fellow named Montana Cypress, who's a Miccosukee from, Central Florida. They're kind of the Everglades people, you know, and he's a really interesting writer. He's kind of hung out in Los Angeles trying to make a go of it in Hollywood as a filmmaker, as a writer, and as an actor. And, I'm ironically sitting here on my way to Los Angeles to do his micro low budget short film shooting in Los Angeles next week called An Ode to Leviticus, which is probably about a 15 minute film with Tantu Cardinal, who was also in Killers of the Flower Moon. So just a little irony, a little plug for the play happening in Minneapolis this over the holiday season, and my effort to help this young filmmaker realize a good film. So, the other interesting thing is this series with Chaskay Spencer. He's a Assiniboine, from Montana there, and he's been a longtime actor based out of New York City. I worked with him and Emily Blunt in this series called The English. We shot it in Spain with a Spanish crew, and it was a BBC production. But if you get a chance to watch this 6-part series, I think it's a great kind of historical overview of the settling of America from, more of a Native perspective than you usually get. And I did mention Quantum Cowboys. It's now in theaters and streaming. Just search it again, featuring Lily Gladstone and Kiowa Gordon, and this fun artist that's been in my band from time to time, Hal Gelb, who also co-wrote that film. So You know, I've been pushing around a short film called Vertebrae by a dear friend named Travis Schilling. He's an Ojibwe painter, playwright, and director. He's born in Rama, Ontario, and son of a famous artist named Arthur Schilling. And Travis has been exhibiting art since the age of 21 in Canada, in Europe, and the U.S. And his work always is profound. And if there's any young film festivals out there that would like us to submit this, you know, Vertebrae to you, we'd be happy to. And so it's an exciting time for me. You know, it's nice to win the Best Americana Album at the 223 New Mexico Music Awards. Sing that song reached number 5 on the top Indigenous music countdown in Canada. So it's been a great year for me, and I'm just really grateful for you guys having me on the show.
Well, we'll probably let you go because we really appreciate your time. And one thing I wanted to just tell you, truth be told, my daughter, Mahinu, my first daughter, is in that play in New Native Theater. She's an actor, and she's playing, if you know the play, she's playing the white girlfriend. So she's So, Gary, I just want to say thank you so much for being on. I really, really appreciate you spending time with us, and I know our audiences just love this. I hope to get you on again when things slow down for you a little bit again, but thank you so much, and listen to this music the rest of the way on this second-to-last segment. Thank you so much, Gary Farmer.
Or drive a car right off a mountain cliff. That's how tough she is. Oh my God, my friend, you better watch it.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP. Along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
She's the toughest girl. For all I know, she could be here, standing over there. She's tricky, man. Yeah, watch your face. She'll rip your heart in two. I wish you well. You better catch that train. It takes you far away from here, just where you want to be. She's the toughest girl I ever knew. Notorious indeed, boss.
She's the toughest.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
How?
Wow. That was intense for me, Haley. And we were chatting amongst ourselves via text with the mothership, and great job at the mothership bringing in the music and out. It was perfect, and felt like I was walking on glass. But hey, totally prepared for this, and Gary was awesome, and I thought it was a good time to let him go because he really had a lot of great things to say and things to chew on.
Yeah, he definitely did. That was such a fun time, and really, we appreciate all that Gary has done and the representation that he's created in the community for us in film and in music and all of the art. So big peanut geegee to Gary.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we don't want to put a damper on this, but we do want to kind of bring this up, Haley, is some local news that's just breaking right now. I think if you don't mind, if you could pull up and talk about that a little bit, and then we'll get back into the positive show we had in the music.
Yeah, well, I just was getting an email through. I don't know if this was recently. I know this was today. I'm not sure which encampment this was, but I'm sure it was one of the ones in Minneapolis here. Yeah. There was a shooting inside the camp. The police officers, I'm not sure this email, they are looking for a missing person. But for now, to keep doors enclosed and keeping everyone safe. So if you are in an area downtown in the Twin Cities, specifically Minneapolis, and you have relatives in an encampment, just maybe check in on those people and make sure that they're doing okay.
Yeah, definitely. Always be aware of what your surroundings and things like that. So I appreciate that update, and maybe some more will come in, and maybe one of our listeners will send us a text or something. You know, one of the things I just love the speech that Gary did in Smoke Signals when he was talking about him and Victor. Playing basketball with the priest, the just priest. So, and it's cool, you know, and you have to really walk softly. It'd be like, you know, he's still doing things. He's still active, and you don't want to start talking about stuff that he did 40 years ago or 25 years ago, but it's still hard not to, because I was such a big fan still after all these years of the movie Smoke Signals.
Right. Well, yeah, the specific scene I think you're talking about, too, that one was called, now I just lost it. Anyway, so it's the 25th year of Smoke Signals, actually, because it was released in 1998. That scene specifically, You Gotta Have Faith, and that was Gary's moving monologue during that basketball scene outside. And that was where he was talking about Victor and Arnold, the character that he played. Arnold and his son Victor played, I believe it was 2-on-2 with the priests at at the school.
Right.
And, my favorite quote. That's such a great scene. And just every time I think about it, I got to watch it again and then cry all over again. But the scene, or the quote that he says, he goes, "My boy, he was tough, man. He flew right over those Jesuit like he was some indigenous angel or something. My boy, Victor, he was the man that day. He took that shot and he won the game. It was the Indians versus the Christians that day. And for at least one day, the Indians won."
Yeah.
And then he throws the basketball, and it's all emotional, and he's out there at night on the court by himself, and
well, he's telling the story to the woman actor, I can't think of her name, Susie Smoke, who's the character's name, but she's been in a lot of stuff over the years. And still, there's a show coming out called Hey Victor, and that Gary was in, and I didn't ask him about that, but it's a about the person who played the young Victor doing a documentary and a sequel to Smoke Signals called Hey Victor. And the whole, it's a spoof, and it's a documentary on the making of the next the sequel to Smoke Signals. And if you look up look up the information. It's got everybody in there, and it's really funny. And because I don't know, every time I watch that movie, I wonder where those kids are. Do they keep acting? And you'll find out now, the ones that played the young Victor and Thomas in Smoke Signals.
Oh, they're going to have the original cast, everyone?
Yeah. It's a mockumentary, I think. And they've already shot it. It's just, I don't think it's coming out until 2024.
Oh, that's too long.
That's funny. It's not that long. It's a month away.
Isn't that scary? A month away from 2024?
Yeah, I don't know. They're going by for me fast. I tell you, you know, I'm 62, so I got like 15 more winters left and 14 more summers. So I got to like really pay attention to what's happening here and give everything away. So I have a lot of things I got to start giving away.
Give it to me. Give it to your Chujong.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll start with a couple T-shirts and then we'll go from there, Haley.
Oh, okay. I see it. I see how that works.
Well, those are my prized possessions.
That's true. You are very protective of your T-shirts.
And my potato chips, but that's a whole different show and different story that we won't get into. But yeah. So I think what we need to do is reach out to Bobby Wilson and a couple other people now that the strike's over. I didn't mention that to Gary. I could have mentioned that, but it's, you know, now we can reach out to our actor friends in the Native community and have them come in and promote what they're doing and talk about what they're doing and what they're up to. So it's an exciting time again, and we wanted to be really conscious of that and not walk over any boundaries. Because we know when we talk to, it's cool that he brought up New Native Theater too, but when we talked to the founder of New Native Theater, she couldn't really talk about Dark Winds, which she wrote the first segment of the season, or the first episode, I should say. Hey, Haley, great work. Great work, AM 950 producer Brett. And we pulled it off. We did a great show with Gary, and nobody got mad at us. So that's always a good thing.
Absolutely.
Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on. It's sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
And maybe we can play some Gary now, and I'll pod this down.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, and I'm looking forward to being back on the air with you every weekday on the Civic Media Network and on our app very soon. A big shout out to Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and of course our fantastic guests who have been helping to hold down the fort while I've been gone. So I can't wait to talk to you soon.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.